Walden Pond Press and Harper Audio present The Greatest Kid in the World by John David Anderson. Performed by Josh Hurley. To Isabella and Nick, who get my admittedly biased vote. Some are born great. Some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. William Shakespeare, Twelfth Night.
When you wake up in the morning, Pooh, said Piglet at last, what's the first thing you say to yourself?
What's for breakfast? Said Pooh. What do you say, Piglet?
I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today, said Piglet. Pooh nodded thoughtfully.
It's the same thing, he said.
A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh. A Foiled Plan. Zeke's letter informing him that he might be the greatest kid in the world came while his brother was baking in the driveway. It was a slow process. Even with the yards of aluminum foil Zeke had wrapped around Nate's scrawny frame. He'd emptied the whole box, enough foil to wallpaper the living room, making his little brother look like the world's very first Reynolds Wrap mummy. The sky was spotty with clouds, the sun peeking through and glinting off the metallic statue of Nathan Stahls, standing with his arms straight out like a scarecrow.
Do I have superpowers yet?
Nate murmured from the hole Zeke had poked with a butter knife close to where he assumed his brother's mouth should be.
Not yet, Zeke said. Patience. It will happen when it happens.
Or not, Zeke thought, but it had been important to tell Nate something. If Zeke had said,
I want to wrap you up in aluminum foil and stick you out in the sun and see what happens,
Nate might have balked at the idea. So, instead, Zeke put on his straightest face, much practiced, nearly perfected, and said,
I learned in science class that if you can find a way to harness the energy of the sun, it can give you superpowers.
This sounded like a fabulous idea to Nate, who had posters of Spider-Man on his wall, which was really their wall, given that they shared a room in their rather cramped three-bedroom house.
What kind of powers?
Oh, you know. Laser vision, thermonuclear stomps, supersonic speed, the classics.
Frost breath?
Pfft, Zeke scoffed.
Seriously? How are you going to get frost breath by harnessing the power of the sun?
Nate shrugged.
Superman has frost breath.
Point made. Then again, Superman had everything. Total overachiever.
Okay, I'm not sure about the frost breath. But I know it will make you awesome.
Nate wanted to be awesome. Zeke long suspected that his little brother thought he was awesome, which explained why he was so eager to be Zeke's guinea pig all the time. Nate was always imitating Zeke, copying his walk, chin jutty, slightly strutty, like the world's coolest chicken, echoing his words, even the naughty ones, especially the naughty ones, snagging Zeke's socks and t-shirts out of his laundry basket to wear, though Zeke drew the line at letting his little brother steal his underwear. It was annoying occasionally, having a pint-sized shadow of himself, but mostly it felt good to be looked up to. It made Zeke feel powerful, important, like the president or Genghis Khan.
But how do I harness the sun?
Nate had wanted to know.
That's the easy part.
We just wrap you up in aluminum foil and stick you in the driveway for a few hours until you absorb an adequate amount of solar radiation. Nate said he could handle a few hours of radiation easy. So far, it had been 3 minutes.
Now do I have superpowers?
He whined. Zeke checked his watch. A $10 digital from Walmart with a plastic band that was already breaking, and squinted at his brother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?